Well, greetings. This is Joe, KA9OPL, Kilo Alpha 9, Oscar Papa Lima. And I am going to give you a tutorial of the Baofeng UV5R handheld dual band transceiver. This is a fairly small, reasonably inexpensive transceiver that has pretty good features. And the one thing that makes it attractive to the blind ham community is that it does have some speech capability built into it. Not all of the features of it will speak, but enough of them do that it is quite accessible. The radio that I have in front of me right now is actually the newer Baofeng F11, which is an English and American version of the UV5R, and I say American, it's US, I guess, version that has one feature it has that the previous models did not have, is that there is a programmable lock, if you will, that can be programmed if you connect the radio to a computer that allows you to disable the ability to switch between VFO and memory mode, or as the speech calls it, channel mode and frequency mode. And that enables you to, if you're going to use these radios for field operation, what you can do is you can set up the channels as you want them to be on the frequencies and offsets, etc. And then lock the radio into channel mode so that the field operators cannot use the radio on other channels than those that they're supposed to be using. So by that capability, unless they can get their hands on a programming cable, etc., the radio becomes versatile as a radio for field operation. Well, I'd like to get started by describing the radio. I'll give you a physical description of it. The radio has a reasonably good battery. Actually, it's quite good. It's an 1800 milliamp lithium ion, and it has a really good life cycle as far as between charges. This thing will run for quite a good long time. And the battery slides into the back of the radio from the bottom on up, and the latch is at the top. And if you have the belt clip connected, you kind of have to squeeze it open so you can slide the battery. And when you get the battery in position, it locks in place. When the battery is properly oriented, the contacts are exposed on the bottom of the battery. In other words, on the outside at the bottom, so that when the battery and the HT are properly placed into the charging cup, the contacts on the battery will connect with the tabs that are in the charging cup so that there's a connection there for the charging. I will now go to the description of the radio and all the buttons, etc. If you take the radio and stand it up with the keypad facing toward you, on the left side, on the top of the radio, you have the antenna. And the antenna jack is an SMA male SMA, which is not normally the way it is. It's normally a female in most radios. So if you're going to use a standard antenna, you have to use a reverse gender changer. Now, if you right across on the right side at the top of the radio is the volume on-off control. It's a rotary. You know, it clicks off when it's completely counterclockwise. When you click it on, then it's a volume control. In the middle, in between those two, is an LED. It's a pretty good size LED. On the front of the radio now, well, let's see. Actually, I'll go to the sides of the radio first. Sorry. On the right side of the radio, the first thing you find is the little slot for attaching a lanyard, which I personally don't use, but it does come with a lanyard you can attach. And then below that on the side is a covered pair of jacks. You use a fingernail to open the little compartment. There are two jacks in there for the earphone and control. This is also where you would plug in the auxiliary cable that you can purchase to be able to connect the radio to a PC, and then you can program it using software, which is also available. Software is free. Interestingly enough, the radio cost about $50, at least when I bought it. And the programming cable is $10, so comparatively the price of the cable is high compared to the price of the radio. But as a matter of information, the software and lots of other documentation on the radio can be found on a website for Import Communications. Import Communications is a company that sells the radio. Actually, I purchased it from them, but I purchased it at Dayton. And their website is www.importcommunications.com, all spelled together. And they have lots of good documentation, including a nice write-up by Buddy Brannon, who's a blind ham. And I am using information from that write-up, which I compiled for myself. I'm using it to prepare this tutorial. Now back to the radio layout. On the left side of the radio, there are three buttons. So in other words, if you go to the left of the antenna and go down along that side, and you will find the top button is a button that is the FM button. The radio, the transceiver also has an FM receiver in it to pick up regular FM broadcasts. Short press that and it turns the radio on or off. And when you long press it, it turns on a siren. So the short press turns the radio on or off, long press turns on a siren, and I also think it blinks the light. Below that, the central button is a much larger one, and that's the push-to-talk button. And below that, there is a button which, when short pressed, turns the light on or off. And it makes a sound when you do that, but it doesn't really tell you whether the light's on or off. So if you can't see it, you won't know. However, if you're not sure, you can turn the radio off, and then when you turn it back on, the light will be off. When you long press that button, if you press it and hold it, it opens the squelch. So it's sort of a monitor button. Now, the next thing we will do is go to the main face of the radio. And I've got the radio now sitting on the desk. I've actually got it lying down now, facing with the antenna away from me so that the radio is in kind of a normal position. At the top of the radio, you have the LCD display. And below the LCD display, you have a speaker grill which takes up most of the center of the radio. On the left side of the speaker grill, just below the LCD, there's a button that's off by itself. And that button is the frequency mode and channel mode toggle button. So it's the mode button. It's actually called the VFO/memory button. VFO/MEM, I think, is actually what's written on it. VFO, which when spoken is referred to as the frequency mode, and memory, which is referred to as channel mode when it, by the speech. Right below that button is a round hole, and that's the microphone. And then the rest of that area is the speaker grill. Going further down toward at the bottom of the speaker grill, there are two buttons, one on the left, one on the right, with the radio nameplate in the middle. The left button is the VFO A and B display button, and the right button is the band select button. The radio covers 2 meters and 70 centimeters, and you can flip between the two bands by pressing the right button. The left button flips between VFO A and B. For practical purposes, for a blind ham operator, it's best to stay in VFO A, because VFO A is the only place where you can actually program the memories. If you're in VFOB, it will not let you save information to the memories. One thing you can do if you want to know which VFO you're in is find, the local weather channel in your area, for example, and program that into memory B, VFOB, And then when you toggle between the two, you'll know which one you're in. That's one way that I've come up with that makes it a little bit easier. Finally, on the remainder of this, the face of the radio, we have the touch tone pad. Frequency, pad that you use to enter frequency, etc. And it is a 4-row by 4-column pad, but it is not in standard configuration. The top row of the pad is from left to right, you have the menu button, the up button, the down button, and the exit button. And when transmitting, these are DTMF A, B, C, and D. The second row are the numbers 1, 2, 3, going from left to right, and then the rightmost button is the scan reverse button, which is also the asterisk or star button when you're transmitting DTMF. The scan reverse button, when you short press it, it does a reverse so that if you have the radio set up for duplex operation where you have a repeater output and input frequencies programmed in, or you know you have a frequency and then an offset programmed in, the reverse button will toggle between the output and the input frequency. If you long press that scan reverse button, the radio does a scan, channel scan or frequency, depending on what mode you're in. The third row are the numbers 4, 5, 6, and 0. So the 0 button is along the right side. That's why I said this is not a standard configuration. You got to get used to that. And then the fourth row is 7, 8, and 9. And the lock, which is also the pound key when you're transmitting. Now the lock is a long press. You long press and it will lock the radio. Before we get into now, we're going to do some initial adjustments that you need to do if you haven't already done them. I'm going to turn it on so you can hear what it sounds like. Frequency mode. Yeah, it says it's in frequency mode. I can press the VFO MEM button at the top left, as I told you, and I'm going to do that so you hear what it sounds like.
Panel mode. Frequency mode.
Okay, so it's in frequency mode right now, and I will tell you that to program it, if you're going to do anything with the menus and such, you need to have it in frequency mode. Some additional initial adjustments should be done to this radio to make it more usable and friendly, not only to a blind ham, but to the ham community in general. This first one, though, is important for a blind ham, and it's menu number 7. And what that is the dual watch or dual standby mode. And it can be on or off. 0 is off, 1 is on. And what that does is allows the radio to monitor both VFOs and it will track. And if it finds a signal on either one, it'll go to that VFO. Well, of course, then you don't know whether you're on A or B. So it's really best to turn that off. Now I'm going to tell you quickly here how the menu programming works, and we'll do several things with it. You'll understand it probably by the end of this tutorial. But it's pretty simple, really. What you do if you want to program something in the radio is you press the menu button. Then you press the number of the menu that you want to make adjustments to, like in this case, menu 7. Then you press the menu button again, so it kind of acts like a delimiter or an enter. And then it will, in some cases, when you press that menu button the second time, it will announce which menu you're going to change. Other times it'll just beep. So it really didn't tell you, so you have to know what you're doing. At that point, you then enter the value that's appropriate for that menu, and then you press the menu again, the menu button again, And then it will say confirm if everything works. At that point, you could either let it sit for 10 seconds, at which time it will turn off the menu system and go back to regular operation. Or you can press another menu number and then hit the menu key and make some other adjustments, or you can hit the exit key to get out of the menu system. Now I'm going to show you as an example. I'm going to do what I suggested and turn off menu number 7. Menu number 7 on my radio is already disabled, but I want to show you what that's like. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to press the menu button, then 7. I'm going to press menu again.
Dual standby.
And it says dual standby. Now I'm going to press the 0 and then press menu again.
Confirm.
And then I'm going to press exit. So I pressed menu 7, menu 0, menu. And that turned off that menu number 7, the dual standby or dual watch, I call it. And that's really all there is to actually programming the menus. Now, there's obviously a lot more details, and we'll cover some of them. There are also now 3 other, there are 4. There are 4 other items which should be disabled, and these are related to courtesy tones and things like that. There are 4 different kinds of tones, and they're menus 35, 36, 37, and 39. And for each one, use 0 to disable. So, for example, you would press the menu key, then type in 35 for 35, press the menu button again, press 0, press the menu button again. Then you can either press exit, or you could immediately then press 36, menu, 0, menu, and then 37 and 39. And when you're done, you could either let it wait until it times out, in which case it goes back to standard mode, or you can press the exit key. And once again, as a review, the menu button is in the top row on the left side, followed by the up key, the down key, and then the exit key. Now, I will also show you at this point I'm going to show you a little bit now about tuning. And of course, there are 2 modes, as I've already told you. There's the VFO mode and the memory mode. For all practical purposes, most of the time you'll operate the radio, I believe, in memory mode. You can operate it in VFO mode, or what the radio calls frequency mode. But that's normally not the most convenient. Now, if you're just in new location, you're familiarizing yourself with repeaters or simplex frequencies, and you want to just dial in a frequency, when you're in VFO mode, all you do is dial in 6 digits, and you'll be right where you want to be. Now, I'm going to dial in our 70 centimeter repeater.
4, 4, 3, 0, 7, 5.
And as you can see or hear, when I press those digits, it speaks the digits. It does not speak the frequency when you switch in from one mode to the other. It does not tell you what frequency you're on, but if you dial the frequency in, you'll know. Now I'm going to go to channel mode for you, or memory mode, and I'll show you using the up and down keys. Okay, we're in channel mode. Now I'm going to press the up key.
Two.
So I was on channel one. I'll press down.
One.
And I'll press zero.
Zero.
And of course, I was channel zero on my radio is programmed right now for my local weather radio frequency. You can enter a direct channel by entering three digits. And I'll show you that. I'll enter zeros, all three, so you can hear it.
Zero, zero, zero.
Precipitation has fallen.
There you go.
One.
Now I just switched it back to one so you don't listen to the weather radio all night long here. Let's talk a little bit about memories. As we go on here, I'm going to switch back to VFO mode. Okay, we're at VFO mode now. And what I'd like to do is take you through the steps to actually program, to set up so that you can program a memory into the radio. A word about memories. Once a memory is programmed, if you want to reuse that memory location, there are 128 memories, 000 through 127. If you want to reuse one of those, you can't just overwrite it. You have to delete it first. So what we'll do is we're going to do this in steps. And the way I'd like to do it is I'll set up the radio for a particular frequency and show you in the menus how to set the offset and the direction. And then what we'll do is we'll store that into a memory channel. A memory channel can contain the frequency, the offset, the direction, as well as the power level. Now, I always leave my power level at the high power, which is a zero setting. So to begin with, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to dial in the frequency, which we're going to use our 440 repeater here as an example.
443 075.
Okay, we've got 443 075 programmed in. And remember, we must be in the A display. By the way, if you're not in the A display when you go to program the radio, instead of saying confirm when you try to store a memory, it will just beep. And you'll say, oh shucks, I'm in VFOB. So then you'll press the AB button, which is the one on the left side, to the left of the faceplate. And then you'd be able to go ahead and program it. Now, as I said, you have to be in frequency mode to program, which of course we are right now. You can tell that by the fact that when I typed in a frequency, I typed in six digits. And I started by entering the output frequency of my repeater. And so let's assume we want to program. We're going to program right now for our 70 centimeter 440 repeater. And the next thing we would want to set is the offset. There, you don't have to do it this way. You can set it by just programming in the two frequencies, and I'll tell you about that later, but I want to show you how to do it this way, so you have a full understanding of how to do this. Menu number 26 is where you set the offset amount. And the offset amount in this case would be 5,000 for 5 megahertz. And so it's you use a 6-digit number let me see. 5-digit number, sorry. A 5-digit number for the offset amount. So in this case, we will enter, to program this, we press the menu key, then we'll press 26, press the menu key again, and press 05000. And the menu key again. So let's do that. We're gonna program in the offset amount.
Menu
26. Menu
offset frequency.
And it tells you offset frequency. And we're gonna key in 05000.
Confirm.
And it confirmed it. Now, we'll test ourselves out here in a couple of minutes. We've got a couple of other things we need to set, because now we need to set the direction. And the direction is set in menu 25. And the direction is, there are three values possible. Zero says basically you're running in simplex. One is plus offset, and two is minus. And for this repeater, in this situation, we use a plus. So we will press the menu, then we'll press 25, menu, 1, menu. So here we go. We'll go menu.
Menu.
25, menu. And this time it doesn't tell you anything. I'm going to press 1, and it's going to say confirm. Now we have an offset frequency amount, we have the offset direction, and we have one more thing to do in this case. You can use DCS or CTCSS and receive or transmit, and the menus CTCSS receive is menu 11, and CTCSS transmit is 13. DCSs are 10 and 12, but for right now, we're gonna go ahead and enter. In menu 13, we're going to enter the tone for this repeater, which is 136.5. And the way you do that is simply 1365. You put in the 4 digits. So the sequence will be menu 13, menu 1365, menu. So here we'll do it. And you'll hear it'll tell you DCS receive, I think. Well, let's see what it says. But here we go. I'm going to do menu.
Menu.
13.
CTCSS.
Okay. And we're going to go 1, 3, 6, 5.
Confirm.
And I confirmed it, and I just pressed the escape key. Now, so we have programmed the receive, the output frequency. We program the offset amount, which is 5 megahertz, the direction, which is plus, and we've programmed in a 136.5 CTCSS receive tone. Let's see if we did this correctly. If we did, the radio should now turn on the, be able to connect to the repeater. K9OPL testing. And in fact, it did. Okay, now we have everything programmed correctly. Now the next step in the process is simply to place all this into a channel so that we can store it into memory. The way you do this, the best way to do it is, first of all, go to the channel mode or memory mode and go through your channels and see what the first free channel is. Because as I've said, you do not want to write over a channel that's already there. It doesn't work correctly. And the way it works, when you scroll through your channels using up or down, when you hit the highest one that's programmed, if you go forward again, it'll just loop back to the beginning. So here, I'll show you. Here we are.
Channel mode.
Okay.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 0, 8.
Okay. I went to 0. As soon as I hit 8, I went to 0. So I hit the down button and went back to 8. Now I'm going to go back to frequency mode. And now the next thing is to program in the memory. And this is going to take two steps. The first step is to program the receive frequency. And the way you program a memory channel is in menu 27. And so the sequence is press the menu button, then 27, then the menu button again. Then the memory number 000 through 127 using three digits, and then press menu again, and it will say receive memory. And then at that point, we are going to press the exit key, and then I'll show you how to do the transmit memory. So here we go. I'm going to use memory number 9, because that's my first free memory. So, menu.
Menu.
27. Menu.
Memory channel.
And I'm going to go 009.
Receiving memory.
Receiving memory. And so now the receive memory is programmed. Now the thing to do is, you learned about the reverse button, which is in the second row, which is where the star is located. You have 1, 2, 3, and then star or scan reverse. If you press that button, that'll flip us to the input frequency of the repeater, and I'm going to do that. And it gives you a sort of a low-high tone indicator. And that, we're on the input frequency now. So now if I do the same memory sequence or menu sequence that I did before, I'll do menu, button, then 27, menu, 009, and menu, and it will store the transmit frequency. So here we go. Menu.
Menu.
27. Menu.
Memory channel.
Memory channel. And we'll go 009.
Transmitting memory.
Transmitting memory. And now I'm going to hit, I just hit the exit button. So it tells me now that it just stored transmitting memory. That tells you two things. That tells you that there was already something in the receiving memory, which there was because we just put it there, and that now we have something in the transmitting memory. Now I'm going to press my reverse button again. It should put me back on my receive frequency for the repeater. Now I'm going to switch to channel mode.
Channel mode. 8.
Okay. And I pressed the down button and it went to 8, which means that there is now a 9. Okay, now, if all is well, channel 9 should key up our repeater. K9OPL testing. And it does. So there we have the repeater is programmed into channel 9. Now I want to show you, I'm going to switch back to
frequency mode.
I want to delete that because I've already got that in channel 1 of my radio, and I want to show you how to delete a memory. Very interestingly simple, of course. And that is menu 28 is the deletion of a memory. Okay, so here we go. I'm going to do menu, button, then 28, menu, and then 009. So we're going to do it now. Menu.
Menu.
28.
Delete channel.
There it goes. It tells you exactly what it's going to do. 009.
Confirm.
And what I had done was, after it said delete channel, I put in 009, and then I pressed the menu, and it said confirm, and then I pressed the exit button. Now I'm going to go back and switch back to memory mode.
Channel mode.
Through Wednesday, hourly
8.
And interestingly enough, I had been on channel 9, and so what happened when I deleted it, when I came back, it went back to channel 0. And you heard the weather radio come on.
7.
Now I'm on 8.
8. 0. 1.
And I'm on 1. And as I told you, channel 1 is the same repeater we had just had programmed in channel 9. Interestingly, when I switched back to it, it ID'd itself. And frequency mode, we should still be on that repeater. And we are. So, now the other way to do this, if you want to take a shortcut, an alternate mode for programming a memory, and sometimes it's the only way to do it if you have a memory that repeater that has an odd frequency split. And the way you can do it is you can specify the frequencies for receive and transmit directly without dealing with the offset and direction menus. And to do that, basically, you would set, you could set your offset and your directions to zeros if you choose. And then you can just enter the frequency values directly. So for example, for our repeater, you would enter the receive frequency just by dialing it directly in, and then you would press your menu and 27 to set the memory channel and set that frequency. And you'd get the receive frequency like we did before. Then you could come back and enter the transmit frequency on your keypad and use your memory once again to store that. and that would work for you. The only other thing, of course, then would be to make sure you have your tones, CTCSS, set properly. So that's basically. I'm not gonna go through that whole sequence with you again, but that would be the way to do that. Okay, the last thing I want to cover is to give you a quick rundown of the menus. Now, really, I've given you the ones that are going to be the most important for you to work with. But there are menus from 0 to 40. And as I've told you already, you press the menu button, then you just press the number. And you don't have to use two digits. You can just use single digits. So I'm going to go through these really quickly. I'm not going to try to explain them all because I don't know all of what they do. Some of them I know, and some of them are pretty obvious. Starting with menu 0 is the squelch level, and that's 0 to 9 as the values that you can put in it. Menu number 1 is the frequency step, and that's for when you're in VFO mode. When you press the up and down buttons, it will move by a certain amount. And if you put in a 0, it'll be 2.5 kilohertz, 1 equals 5, 2 equals 6.25, 3 equals 10, 4 equals 12.5, and 5 equals 25. So that's menu 1. Now, menu number 2 is the transmit power. 0 for high, 1 for low. So if you wanted to switch to low power, you'd press menu, then press 2, press menu again, press 1, press menu again. And for high, you would do the same thing. Menu, 2, menu, 0, menu. Okay, menu number 3 is the battery save, 0 equals off. And then you have 1, 2, 3, and 4. And I think those are different numbers of minutes. Menu number 4 is Vox, 0 equals off, or 1 to 10 for sensitivity of the Vox. Menu 5 is wide or narrow transmission, 0 equals wide, 1 equals narrow. Menu 6 is display illumination from 0 equals off and then 1 to 5 seconds. And then we know that menu 7, we've dealt with menu 7 already, which is the dual watch or dual standby menu. And in that one, 0 is off, 1 is on. 8 is keypad beep. Menu 8 is keypad beep, 0 equals off, 1 equals on. 9 is transmit timer. 0 equals 15, 1 equals 30, 2 equals 45, 3 equals 60. That tells you how long you get to speak before it starts telling you you're going overtime. Menu 10 is receive DCS tone. 11 is receive CTCSS tone. 12 equals transmit DCS. And 13 is transmit CTCSS. And we used number 13 already. 14 is voice prompt, whether you want it to speak to you, and if you're blind, you want it to speak. 0 is off, 1 is English, 2 is Chinese. So if you want to see what it sounds like in Chinese, you can switch it, but then you better make sure you remember how to switch it back. Menu 15 can only be programmed through the computer interface, and it's some kind of an ID. 16 is DTMF tone For transmit, and let's see, the code 0 equals off, 1 equals DTMF standard, 2 equals ANIS standard, and 3 equals DTMF plus ANI. I'm not sure what the default is, but that's what I'm using. It's probably 1, which is the standard. Menu 17 is signal code, and that's PC only, and I'm not sure what that is. 18 equals scan resume method. 0, I think, is tone only. 1 equals code only, and 2 equals SE, whatever that stands for. I don't know. I haven't read much about scanning. I've done it, and basically if it finds an active station, it will stop on it, but I haven't played around with how you get it to scan different ways. 19 is push to talk ID, 0 equals off, 1 equals beginning of transmission, 2 equals end of transmission, 3 equals both. And that may be related to those tones that we turned off earlier. Twenty is push to talk. I think it's a delay from 0 to 30 millisecond. Let's see. 21 is okay. The VFO display, I believe. And you can set it to display 0 is frequency, 1 equals channel, and 2 equals a name. And the name can only be programmed through the computer interface. 22 is for VFOB display, and it uses the same thing. 0 is frequency, 1 equals channel, and 2 equals name. Sorry, there goes the ID for the repeater again. Menu 22, let's see, yeah. Okay, menu, we did 22. Menu 23 is a busy channel lockout. 23 is busy channel lockout. 0 is off, 1 is on. I said, a lot of these I've not done anything with, but I'm giving them to you because that way you'll have them for reference. 24 is keyboard lock auto. 0 equals off, 1 equals on. And I can't remember if there's then a way to set the time. 25 we know is frequency offset direction, 0 equals off, which is no offset, 1 equals plus, and 2 equals minus. And then 26 is the frequency itself, frequency offset amount. And that's a 5-digit number. Number 27, memory channel for storing. And that's a 3-digit 000 to 127. That's store memory channel, in other words. Menu 28 is delete memory channel. Same thing, 3-digit number. 29 is the wait LED. 0 equals off. 1 equals blue. 2 equals orange. And 3 equals purple. 30 is the receive LED, 0 off, 1 blue, 2 orange, 3 purple. 31 is the transmit LED, and it's the same sequences. 32 is the alarm mode, 0 equals site, which is, I think, just local. That's when you turn on the siren. And 1 is tone and 2 equals code. And I don't know exactly, but what I understand is if you use 1 or 2, it actually transmits that stuff over the air. So you really want to use 0, I would think. 33, menu 33 is band selection. 0 is VHF, 1 equals UHF. And I don't know whether that's a default band selection or what. 34 is transmit plus while in dual watch. And I think that allows you to transmit on either VFO, but I don't know. 0 is off and 1 equals A, 2 equals B. Or I guess that maybe it tells you which transmit you're allowed, which one you're allowed to transmit on when you're in dual watch. Boy, that would be confusing for a blind person. Mm-hmm. You don't know if you could transmit an A or B, apparently. Now, here we go with the tones where I told you we start in 35, the ones we want to turn off. And 35 is called the tail tone. 0 equals off, 1 equals on. 36 is the tail tone for repeaters. Same thing, 0 off. And then 1 to 10, and I don't know what that is, maybe delay. 37 is tail tone delay, 0 equals off, 1 to 10, and that's for simplex. 38 is a power on message, 0 equals full, 1 equals just the message. And I think the message can be set by computer. 39 was the Roger beep tone. 0 off, 1 on, and that was another one we said to turn off. And finally, menu 40 is a reset. 0 equals VFO reset, and 1 equals reset everything. And then the only other key combination, if you press and hold the number 3 key and turn the radio on, it will display the firmware version of the radio. In case you'd ever want to know that. That completes the description of the menus and basically completes the tutorial. As I said, the radio is, you know, basically accessible. And if you want to use the radio with a computer, you need the cable. And in order to do that and make it work, the only software that I have found that is reasonably accessible with a screen reader is the software that is distributed by Baofeng. And that software is available at the Import Communications website, www.importcommunications.com. And the software is free. They have another software called Chirp Software, but that does not seem to be screen reader accessible. At least I can't get it to work. In addition, just for your information, I'm not going to try to tell you really how to program the radio from a computer, but I will tell you just a simple tip. That you need to download the software and the proper driver for whether you're using Windows XP, Windows 7, etc. All of those things are available on that website, as well as I said, a lot of documentation, PDF files for the radio. You install the driver, then when you plug the USB cable into the computer and you plug it into the radio. As I say, the radio, the jacks on the radio, one is smaller than the other, so you cannot plug the cable in incorrectly into the radio. Once you get it plugged in, you plug the USB cable into the computer. Once it's registered, you turn the radio on. You don't have to have it set at any particular volume, but you turn it on. And then it will be connected. Then you can run the software, and the software will find the radio connected, and you can... The only use I really make of it, I like to program the radio just by programming it from the face, now that I know how to do that, and now you know how to do it. But it's nice to keep a backup if you wish, and you can do that by loading the programming, like the channels and so on, from the radio. You can load them and store them in a file on your computer so that if anything would happen and you would lose or mess up your channels somehow and you just want to refresh it back, you can put the radio, plug it in, and store it back from your configuration on the computer. And that is, I think, all I'm going to say about the radio and this tutorial. I think it's a good radio for especially a second radio. I don't think these are rugged enough to be considered a primary radio, but it's a very good value, and because it has the accessibility that it does have, it makes it very attractive, far better than a lot of radios in that respect. I keep mine with me. I take it to work with me so that I've always got a radio for monitoring and emergencies, and that way I don't have to take my more expensive HT. And it's very small, so it's pretty easy to keep in your briefcase or your pocket. It does have the belt clip that you can put on the back of it if you wish. And there's a charging cup that comes with it. The charging cup has a separate little wall wart charger that plugs into the charging cup, and the radio slides in place. The battery itself has kind of a little groove on each side that you can line up and slide in place so that the tabs in the charging cup line up and make contact with the contacts on the outside of the battery. That's the only thing that's a little bit of a nuisance and a little bit tricky, but if you get it right, once you figure out exactly how to do it, then you're fine. And you charge the battery for roughly about 5 hours. You do not want to go much over that, because I don't think there's any smart intelligence in that charger to turn it off. I think it'll just keep cooking the battery if you don't turn it off. That's about it, folks. I hope you enjoy the tutorial and enjoy the radio. This is KA9OPL 73s.